Joining me on the phone now, I have Mary Lucy. Mary's coordinator of the Live Life National Film Competition. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for talking to me this morning.
No, you're very welcome. When I read about the Live Life National Film Competition, it really intrigued me because it's a wonderful story. Maybe before we talk about the competition itself, you can tell us a little bit of how it came to be.
Okay, Mark. Well, Donal Walsh was a young teenager from Tralee in County Kerry. And unfortunately, he passed away in May in 2013. And before he passed away, he got, I suppose, very public recognition, and he was speaking on television, national television, about his cancer, and he knew that he was going to die, and how he wanted people to, I suppose, take stock of their life and consider how much they had to live for, and he wanted them to have a very positive outlook in life and to ask for help if they needed. And he very much spoke anti-suicide, really, and that people would realise there's other ways of dealing with their problems and to talk, and he wanted them to live life to the full. Mm-hmm. And when he passed away, then his family and a number of the locals here set up the Live Life Foundation, and the whole ethos in that was to promote the positive mental health, live life to the full, and any monies, etc., that has been raised have all gone towards giving an anti-suicide message and helping teenage cancer units throughout the country. And I suppose the concept for the film competition came, his parents were conscious of the fact that people were trying to donate money to keep his message alive, and the conscious people felt under pressure, so we decided to come up with the idea that we would consider promoting his positive message through film. So the Live Life film competition was born, I suppose.
Yeah.
This is the third year that we're running the competition. The whole idea is that anybody can enter this, a child, an adult, irrespective of age. You can do it on your own. You can do it within a class, within a youth club, within a group. So it's open to everybody. And it's all abilities. So someone can take a two-minute clip with their mobile phone. Someone can have very elaborate high-tech equipment and create a film. So it's open to all, it's all-inclusive. And the whole idea is to spread the positive message, live life, and live life to the full.
Yeah, it's a hugely positive message, especially for one so young. Donal, as you say, was only 16 when he died. You know, I'm sure for his family and all, like anybody, you know, to lose a family member at such a young age is heartbreaking. I'd imagine though that they get an awful lot of comfort out of seeing his legacy being going on like this.
Oh, they do. And I mean, I must commend his family are just absolutely amazing, because what is such a negative occurrence in their life, they have totally turned it around and put a huge positive spin off on it. And I've been at events with them, and people from every nationality have come up and told them how they've heard about Donal and they've read about his story, and he was such a positive influence on them. And they either lost members of their families or relatives or friends through suicide, and there's such support for the foundation, there really is. And I mean, the whole event, the film event, it culminates with an award ceremony in Tralee, and we have local businesses. I mean, Dairy Master is our main sponsor for prizes. We have local businesses that sponsor the sound, Alan Johnson, a digital bus sponsors the design, and it's a really, really good feel-good factor for the day. So people, that's all there is in the room, is positivity. And at these ceremonies, then the films are shortlisted, there's presentations, there's a concert. So it really ends on a great note, as well as starting off on a high note. But I mean, he was a wonderful teenager and had a great message. And it was a simple message, was just to value what you've got and be positive, I think, with life.
Yeah, and as you say, the competition itself culminates in your big award ceremony, and no better place than Tralee for a good old party.
I'm telling you, yeah.
And you say this is your tour year. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about maybe some of the entries that have been successful over the last 2 years. I know there's some clips on YouTube, but maybe you can give us a little insight into what kind of films win.
Yeah. Well, for the last 2 years, we just left the title Simply Live Life. This year we've changed it slightly, so we've Live Life, with our world theme. So So last year we had, the first year we had a story about, one of our primary school winners was about the different aspects in life that they all love and that they value. Say, for example, starting school, going with their friends, how, I mean, their friends can help them, etc. There's always a storyline about how much their friends help them. In the primary school section, certainly, in their family. In the secondary school section, there is probably a lot focused around bullying, in actual fact, and how through your friends in school and talking, you can overcome if you're being bullied. Mm-hmm. And that was a kind of a theme that was running a lot through the secondary school. Again, then last year we had one of our secondary school winners was one of the first winners was a bullying theme that was, again, their friends helped them. And another one was a story about a butterfly, and how a butterfly's life is so short that we need to kind of take a look at that and see how much they value and they get out of life. And we should do the same because our life is short as well. And the adults, then the third level, one of the winners last year was that we don't have a script for life, so we need to live it to the full. And you never know what's on the next page. That was the theme of it.
Yeah.
And another one then was just family and friends. I mean, I suppose the overriding theme is the value of family and friends, mm-hmm. and being happy and the impact it has on your life.
Yeah, it's interesting, as you say, you know, when you're dealing with the school kids there, and a lot of the stuff that they do is in and around bullying, because I think, you know,
the
kids are the ones. I mean, we're all busy living our adult lives. We don't deal with bullying, I suppose, on a day to day basis as much as kids do. So it's great that they get that message out there and they have an opportunity to do something like this.
Yeah. And there are other social issues that would come through as well, perhaps maybe drink, drugs, and how they're mm-hmm. overcoming them, and maybe members of family are drinking or taking drugs and the impact it's having on them and their lives as well. But the good thing is that they show the positive spin and how they get out of this and the way to move forward in the film, so which is wonderful, really, you know.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. And just before we move off, though, just to let people know, if anyone's listening, you know, you can watch these videos, they're all on YouTube, is that correct?
Oh, you can. If they just even Google Live Life National Film Competition, I think that. And if they check on the Live Life website, they'll see details. Or they can email me, Mary Lucy, livelife@gmail.com. And if they take a look and if they could get involved, it would be wonderful and spread the message for us. The closing date for the film this year is at the 31st of January. It's a 2-minute clip. Anything
yeah.
they want to do in the 2 minutes.
Yeah, because, and you have, as you say, you have a team this year. The team is Our World.
Yeah, and you can, any take on that.
Yeah.
It can be anything, but just the theme is Our World, yeah.
Yeah.
As I said, we get all kinds of films, and I mean, some of them are hilarious, some of them are very sad, you know. And then for our awards event, we have some celebrities that will come down. Previously, we've had Conor Murray, the rugby player.
Oh, okay. And
we've also had Diana Bunceen, the presenter. Pascal Sheehy from RTE has been involved. This year, Maria Walsh, the ex-Rose of Tralee, is one of our judges. And we also have Morris Galloway from the Dingle Film Festival is one of our judges. So we have quite, you know, prestigious judges. So it's great for them to be involved. And again, the emphasis really isn't on the winning side of it. It's participating, coming along to our award ceremony and being part of the whole day and living life with us to the full.
Yeah. So before I let you go, Mary, just remind us of the closing date for people if they want to get entries in.
It's the 31st of January 2016.
Yeah. And
2 minute clip. And if there's any queries, I'll give you my mobile if you want to put it up. It's 087-933-8941. 087-933-8941.
Yeah.
And I can get back to them and give them further details or any help they need.
Yeah. And as you say, they can check out the website.
Live Life website. They can
Live
check
Life
out
website.
The details up there.
Well, as I say, Mary, It sounds like a wonderful competition, and as you say, anyone can enter. They don't have to be Steven Spielberg. It could be anything.
No, not
that just
at all.
Yeah, something they just catch on their phone, something they just happen to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And of course,
you might discover the next Steven Spielberg because of it.
Well, listen, there's always that too. There's plenty of them out there nowadays, and you know, as we say, we all have a video camera in our hands now or in our pockets. So the opportunities are there all the time to catch something quite spectacular. So
and
indulge her in our Spielberg
ideas.
Yes, yes,
the simplest ideas sometimes produce just amazing stories. You know, it's a good story is important.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Mary, thanks so much for talking to us this morning on Near FM. It's been great getting to know you and great finding out about the competition. And we wish you every success.
Thank you very much.
All the best. Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.